A dedicated doctor helping the most disadvantaged and an AFL legend are among a group of Indigenous trailblazers who have been recognised for their achievements at the annual National NAIDOC Awards. The awards recognise individual excellence and celebrate the strength, culture and leadership of First Nations people. And the 2025 edition marks the 50th anniversary of NAIDOC Week. The ceremony in Perth this weekend has helped kick off the 50th anniversary of NAIDOC Week, celebrations across the nation from the 6th to the 12th of July. West Australian general practitioner and dentist Daniel Hunt has been honoured as NAIDOC Person of the Year for his work in health sector, focusing on helping those facing disproportionately high rates of chronic disease and poor overall health.
These awards aren't or any individual awards. These are our awards because this is the work of everyone that has come before us. And that is the thing that we need to think about. It is the people that come before us that really pave the way. And so, you know, what my mum, Kerry, has set for us allows me to focus on what I can do for our community and for the people that come after us.
The 2024 Indigenous Doctor of the Year was also recognised for his work in managing Australia's syphilis epidemic. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has hailed the importance of personal relationships with Pacific nations at a time when powers like China are seeking to increase their influence. The Prime Minister, who will host Fijian counterpart Sitiveni Rabuka when the Wallabies take on Fiji in their one-off rugby union test in Newcastle, reiterated the importance of soft diplomacy in the region. Australia has provided $10 million over 7 years for the Fijian Drua women's and men's teams in the Super Rugby Pacific and Australia Super W competitions. Mr. Albanese says the approximately $600 million given over a decade to Papua New Guinea for the NRL team has also cemented the relationship between the two neighbouring nations. Warning, this story includes content that may distress some listeners. Victorian opposition leader Brad Batten says the state Labor government has ignored repeated calls to reform the state's working with children's laws. It comes after a 26-year-old man was charged with more than 70 sex offences after allegedly abusing 8 children aged under 2 at a Point Cook facility in Melbourne's West. The state Liberal Party points to a 2022 Victorian Ombudsman investigation into a former childcare worker who used data from their employer to find and sexually assault a child, finding several alarming flaws within Victoria's Working with Children's Check screening process. Mr. Batten says the state Labor government has done little to address these concerns.
When parents are sitting at home, they want to know they've got the confidence that the system is working. They want to know that when they drop their kids off in childcare or any place where they're not going to be with their children, that those who are working with them are respected people who should be able to have the safety to stay and work with those kids. But we've seen for too long too many people who continue to work in places where they shouldn't be. We are hearing of people who have had their working with children cards revoked and they still manage to work in areas with children.
Mortgage holders are hoping for a rate cut on Tuesday as the Reserve Bank's Mandatory Policy Board begins a two-day meeting this morning. It would be the first back-to-back rate cut in more than 5 years if the predictions being made by the majority of economists are right. The RBA decision is due within days of US President Donald Trump's self-imposed deadline to end a pause on so-called reciprocal tariffs. The Victorian government has announced a new anti-hate task force is being formed following a series of attacks in Melbourne targeting the Jewish community. 4 incidences have been recorded since Friday night, 4th of July, including an arson attack on a Melbourne synagogue that has been condemned by politicians and community leaders. A man appeared in court in Melbourne on Sunday charged with reckless conduct, endangering life, among other charges, after he allegedly set the front door of an East Melbourne synagogue alight while families shared Shabbat dinner inside. Premier Jacinta Allen says the new task force will include police and government representatives with the goal of looking at the bigger picture across the city and the state. The task force will meet this week for the first time, with invitations sent to members of Melbourne's Jewish community. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke says the federal government is providing support in any way it can.
I've been constantly briefed by both ASIO and the Australian Federal Police, as well as talking with the Secretary of the Department of Home Affairs and talking each day with Anthony Carbines, the Police Minister here in Victoria. We are providing our full support because what matters here is not simply an arson attack. What matters here is there is an attack on Australia, an attack on Australian values.
Australia's special envoy to combat anti-Semitism has been criticised after she called for a ban on long-running protests in support of Palestinians in Australian cities. Gillian Siegel appeared before the New South Wales Parliamentary Inquiry examining anti-Semitism in the state and was pressed on comments she made to SBS last year, calling the weekly demonstrations intimidatory and sinister. Labor MP Stephen Lawrence says Ms. Siegel's comments on the protests are an uncivil way to describe them and the people participating, adding that her calls for a protest ban aren't grounded in law and reality. Ms. Siegel, who is the chair of the Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce, acknowledged she had not attended the protests herself, but had heard accounts of others. She also brought up the now discredited Dural Caravan explosives plot, saying it had created fear and anxiety in the Jewish community. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he's confident he'll get a meeting with United States President Donald Trump to talk about trade and tariffs before the end of the year. Speaking at a Sky News Australia's Economic Outlook Forum, Mr. Albanese says it was unlikely Australia would get an exemption from President Trump's across-the-board 10% tariffs on all imports into the United States. However, he insists he was not overly worried about Australian exports and that negotiations would continue.
We continue to be engaged with our American friends, but they have a different position on tariffs. I have said that's an act of economic self-harm. I stick to that. I have a different view about the economy and about trade.
President Trump's new tariff rates are set to come into effect on August 1st. In soccer, new Matildas coach Joe Montemurro faces his next challenge this afternoon, taking on Panama in a small coastal city of Bunbury in Western Australia. The newly formed squad will take on the Central American team in an international friendly at Hands Oval, Bunbury, south of Perth. It comes as the Matildas take their first steps towards the AFC Asian Cup 2026, which will be held in Australia. Last week, they took on Slovenia in a pair of matches in Perth, winning 3-0 in the first and drawing 1-1 in the second. Montemurro says it wasn't a perfect first outing, but he's confident the Matildas will perform better against Panama.
There's always going to be some teething problems, and we saw the change from game one to game two in terms of the timing and the understanding of when and where. A different team, Panama. They will not be pressing us all over the pitch like Slovenia. So I expect we'll probably have more opportunities to prepare situations. But there's going to be a lot of changes. So probably a little bit of a hiccup in continuity. But I hope to see the same sort of patterns and the same sort of, game approach.
Today in the weather for Monday, 7th of July, Thursday Island is mostly sunny at 29. Brisbane is mostly sunny at 23. Cairns is partly cloudy at 28. Newcastle is partly cloudy at 19. Sydney is the same at 19. Albury-Wodonga is having morning fog at 13. Melbourne is sunny at 17. Hobart is sunny at 14. And Adelaide is cloudy at 16. Perth is seeing showers and is windy at 19. Broome is sunny at 30. Darwin is sunny at 32. Alice Springs is sunny at 24. That wraps up the weather, and also that's all for NITV Radio News. Tune in to listen to more after the break.